3 years for a single tweet. That's the jail term for prominent Bahraini rights activist Nabil Rajab. The head of the Bahrain Center for Human Rights was arrested back in July. He was sentenced to 3 months in prison on charges linked to online tweets he posted against the ruling regime. Now a Bahraini court has sentenced Nabil Rajab to 3 years in jail for taking part in anti-regime protests. Amnesty International has already called on Bahraini authorities to release him. The rights group says Nabil Rajab has been jailed only for peacefully exercising his right to freedom of expression. More than a year since a revolution began in Bahrain, protesters are still pushing for the downfall of the Manama regime. These are pictures of protests in Dar Kulaib and Bar Bar villages last night. Bahraini security forces have cracked down hard on protests. Saudi Arabia has also been helping the regime crush the popular uprising. The protesters want a democratic government and an end to the Al Khalifa regime. Scores have lost their lives in the crackdown. For more on that story, we're joined by Ghassim Al Hashmi from the Bahrain International Mission, joining us on the line from London. Give us your thoughts on the sentencing of Nabil Rajab and also of the persecution and prosecution of other activists asking for more freedom and better opportunities in the Persian Gulf nation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Good morning to you and your watchers, the British TV. The regime, the head of the regime in Bahrain yesterday announced that he's going to use an iron hand against the people in Bahrain if they continue calling for their on their demands. And here we have the response come very soon, really. And we think he wanted to send quite several message all round. The first message was that to respond to Ayatollah Qasim when he gave the regime at the 14th of this month as a date to for the regime to show whether they are serious or not. And here is the response from the head of the regime saying, well, this is our response to you, Sheikh Isa Qasim. The second one was, the second message, I think it's got to Iran directly because of Mr. Ahmadinejad visit to Saudi Arabia, and the United States itself wanted to send a message to Iran saying, stop what you are doing, stop supporting the people in Bahrain, stop supporting the victims in Bahrain, or this is our, we are going to escalate. We will be escalating the situation in Bahrain. The third probably message is for the inside the population of Bahrain, saying that while the American green light is on for us, we are going to escalate again and again, and we are going to we will be establishing the community, and even if you are the majority. Otherwise, you may hear about Al-Saidi, an MP in Bahrain, when he insult the majority of Bahrain in front of the police, in front of the army, and in front of the palace, of the governor palace in Bahrain. And still, he is free. No one has even touched him. No one has, called for him to take him to court or any. Instead, they have even they have gifted him another position just to push him to insult the majority of Bahrain, and only for a few tweets in from Nabil Rajab, he is He is being punished with 3 years in jail. These are the messages, and we believe that people in Bahrain should respond as well the same way.
Right.
I mean, if the Bahrain regime wanted to escalate the situation in Bahrain, the population in Bahrain should also do the same. And we think the regime who is taking the whole situation up to a such high level and high degree, really, is the end. We think this regime has already fallen, and we should carry on now to make his withdrawal from Bahrain soon.
Okay, many thanks. From the Bahrain International Mission in London, Mr. Qasem Al-Hashmi, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us here on Press TV.